Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Action, analysis, and more.
You see my hand up?
Now, here's your hosts, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer.
Oh, I hope everybody's having a good Friday night. We've come out of a fish fry, coming back from your long road trip. Thanks for joining us here on Football Friday Night. We love having you aboard, whether getting out of your game or whatever. My name is Chuck Freeman. That's Dan Pfeiffer. The King of Kohler, Spencer Williams, signing autographs tomorrow down at Whistling Straits between 10 and noon. Get there. he'll be there because he won't be covering the Brewers tomorrow. We won't be in Toronto.
How much does it cost to get an autograph from Spencer Williams? That's what I want to know.
Are you kidding?
Does he have to pay me $5?
No, priceless. The guy is priceless. Nicolay and Holman tonight. Todd Sommerfeld from CooleySports.com does a terrific job covering the teams in the northwestern, southwestern part of the state, for that matter. Todd Sommerfeld, who won between Nicolay and Holman? I know Nicolay had a long way to go for this one.
Yeah, shocker over here at Holman. Seventh seed Nicolay pulls off a 23-13 upset of second seed Holman. The Knights led the entire game, but it was tight for most of it. A key stretch in this one came. Nicolay had a 10-6 lead in the fourth quarter. Holman had them backed up for a 3rd and 28 from their own 5-yard line. And instead of throwing the ball down the field, they handed off to Connor McKenna, who goes 34 yards for a first down. Three plays later, Nicholas Bongard hits Carter Zithoff with a 60-yard touchdown pass. He threw a jump ball up there in 6-6. Zithoff went up there and got it between two defenders and went the rest of the way, 17-6. Holman, you know, kind of petered out on its next possession, but down by 11, had to go for it on fourth down. Didn't get it. Nicolay scored again. So Nicolay had about 240 yards in this game, and more than half of that came on three plays where they were able to connect. Bongard also had a touchdown run in this game. It was a short run after a muffed punt gave Nicolay a first down at the Holman 5-yard line. So Nicolay took advantage of opportunities. Holman fumbled 5 times, lost 2 of them, but when you run a triple option offense, anytime you put the ball on the ground, it kind of puts you behind the 8-ball. So Holman didn't take advantage of its opportunities. Nicolay did.
Very good. Todd Sommerfeld from CooleySports.com. Fife, I guess if you're going to go that far away to play a playoff game, Nicolay all the way over to Holman, you might as well win it. And they did 23-13.
Yeah, Nicolay battle-tested in the North Shore Conference in that bracket, the West Appear bracket. West Appear will go up against Pulaski, who got an upset win over Milton, and it'll be number 3 Union Grove taking on Nicolay.
Well, another team that traveled a long distance, Beaver Dam, went up to River Falls in Division II. Wade Bates from DailyDodge.com and Football Friday Night affiliate ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam made the trip. And unfortunately, he made the trip and his team lost 48-21. River Falls got the win, Wade.
Yeah, you know, Al Bundy would have been proud because Joe Tarasevich from River Falls ran for 6 touchdowns tonight in the River Falls Wildcat victory. Now, this game was 21-13 at the break. Beaver Dam actually had River Falls on their heels. They didn't run the Wildcat, came out 5 wides, and scored a couple of touchdowns, and they were actually leading early in the second quarter, but then they turned it over 3 times in the first 5 minutes of the second half, turned into 3 quick River Falls touchdowns, and it was all over. River Falls advances 48-21.
Very good. Wade Bates, DailyDodge.com. I did not watch a lot of Married with Children. Do you understand the joke there with Al Bundy?
Yes, I did. Polk High, the Polka Dots, I believe, were their nickname. He ran for 6 touchdowns.
Oh.
And that was his moment of glory, and the rest of his life was all downhill from there. That was kind of the whole premise of the show.
Oh, there we go. Okay. All right. River Falls moves on as a number 1 seed, beating 8th seed at Beaver Dam.
Yeah, and they'll go up against La Crosse Central, Mississippi Valley co-champs, who did advance despite the fact that their fellow co-champs, Holman, did not.
We're going to stay with DailyDodge.com and Football Friday Night affiliate ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam because Mike Tronson also covered this one for Markazan and Bellevue. Markazan undefeated in the regular season. Division 6, I know Tronny's always excited about doing games, but it sounded like he was, my text to him, it sounded like he was really excited about Bellevue-Markazan. Tronny, how did this one go?
Well, guys, Belleville has done it again. You may remember that last year, Belleville was a number 8 seed in Level 1 and they upset Cambridge, a team that was 9-0 coming into the playoffs and had won the Eastern Suburban Conference title. Well, what do they do this year for an encore? They're a number 7 seed, and tonight they go to undefeated Markazan, champs of the Eastern Suburban, and they win 42-14. I mean, it was 28-0 at halftime, guys, and really it was the Raiden Taylor show. The fine junior quarterback for the Wildcats had a big night. He rushed 11 times for 158 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also threw for 96 yards and a touchdown as the Wildcats advanced to level 2. They had 435 yards of total offense. Tough night for Markazan. They turned the ball over a couple of times. A couple of bright spots. Treston Eckstein, running back, 102 yards on 28 carries. And Graydon Vredeveld, their Markazan quarterback, threw a touchdown pass of 19 yards, also ran for one. But this was Belleville's night. This was Raiden Taylor's night, guys. And, again, it just goes to show you that you have to look past seeds and records sometimes, because that doesn't tell the whole story of how good some of these teams are.
Very good, Trani. Oh, he's got to be heartbroken. His team got beat, but you hear it in his voice. I could tell it when
the guy's nickname is Turney.
Turney Tronson. Well, he still have some teams go. He's got a, he covers Columbus too. So Trani always finds his way to Madison, into a press box in Madison, covers a state championship level team.
There you go. And by the way, Belleville, not the only team to get an upset there. Crandon knocked off Auburndale. So it'll be 6-7. Belleville versus Crandon. Crandon gets to host a game next week against the Wildcats.
All right. Edgar, state champions in each of the last 2 years, got off to a great start today. Tom King from Zaleski Sports tells us how in Division VI. Tom?
Yeah, it was an interesting game tonight. Edgar comes in undefeated. Meanwhile, Loyal Greenwood was coming in on a 5-game losing streak. And so it looked like an easy time for Edgar in the first round of the playoffs. It didn't turn out that way. The final score tonight, 21-14. Edgar got 2 long rushing touchdowns from Gavin Maurer in the first quarter, one of 56 yards, one of 72 yards. And they had a lead of 14-8 going into the fourth quarter. Loyal Greenwood recovered a fumble and then went in to score a touchdown to tie the game at 14. They went for a two-point conversion, didn't get it, and actually got a personal foul call on the two-point conversion attempt, which means they had to kick off from the 25-yard line. That gave Edgar a short field with just 50 seconds remaining in the game, and quarterback Tucker Stride rolled out, threw a 40-yard jump pass to a wide-open Gavin Maurer, who scored his third touchdown of the game. And Edgar made it stand up, and they escaped tonight with a 21-14 win over a very tough Loyal Greenwood team.
Tom King, Zaleski Sports, how about that? They got pushed around a little bit, Edgar did.
Yeah, good effort by Loyal Greenwood, but Edgar does advance. They'll face Poinette next week, who got a win over Howard's Grove tonight, 53-16.
All right, there's some guys, I mean, I just pull for their teams because they're good reporters, they do a good job. I mean, all these guys do a good job. But Todd Boltman, one of these guys who I just, our North Shore insider, man, he went up to West Appear tonight and covered West Appear and Hartford. I was like, man, maybe Hartford could pull it off and shock the world tonight. Well, Todd saw West Appear hang 70 burger on Hartford, 70-33, as top seed at West Appear, maybe the best offense in the state, got it cranked up against Hartford tonight. Todd, man, that's going to be a tough ride home.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm up here with the Hartford guys, and it was a good first half, 28-14, close game. You thought, man, the Hartford was in this game, and then West Appear came out, and it was over right from the beginning. 70 points. They do have an offense that's going to be hard to stop. I look at them to possibly go all the way. They have a really, really good offense.
Yeah, you probably.
Hartford season comes to an end.
Yeah, he probably saw a state championship level team tonight, no question about it. Greason, their quarterback, he's outstanding. So no shame losing to those guys. They've put in the wood to a lot of teams this year.
Patrick Greason has committed to the University of South Dakota, and you are right, Chuck. That is one of the best passing offenses in the state. Not the only team to score 70 points tonight. We have seen 77 as our high number of the evening, but certainly a very good West Appear offense that could make its way to Madison.
His dad was a great player in the Arena Football League. He had a cup of coffee with the Cowboys, and as the coach of West Appear, Chris Breeson. All right, this is Chuck Friedman. That's Dan Pfeiffer. This is Football Friday Night. Still a lot to get to here on the show, including a scoreboard coming up in about a half hour. No one's around to-
judge me. I can see clearly when you're gone. On
Vex recognizes this week's player with heart, Oscar Stoll from Waupun High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Oscar plays soccer, wrestles, and shoots trap, and is a longtime member in 4-H and FFA. He speaks to groups of young students, and while he lives on a hobby farm, his passion is honeybees. He started raising them as an 8th grader.
I earned a startup grant that the FFA is still offering, $511 from that to buy my own honeybees and my own boxes for my bees to live in.
Oscar got his start with his parents' encouragement.
My parents were really pushed me and my siblings to do something with our time, along with getting us involved in sports and with FFA and 4-H. This was an opportunity that I saw with something I was interested in.
He plans to study wildlife or fisheries biology, but said he always will have room in his life for his bees.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, McKenna Martin from Darlington High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
McKenna plays on the golf team and enjoys the constant challenge of the sport. She's involved in 4-H, FFA, among other organizations. And when she's not busy with that, she's helping on the family farm.
Farming has taught me a lot of things, because that hard work is one of the best things you can do.
There's times when her friends are kicking back and relaxing, going to movies, but McKenna said she's not feeling sorry for herself.
I do my best to get stuff done before I even go out. Like, I do all the chores, but it really doesn't bother me.
She plans to study physical or occupational therapy in college, picking that career path based on experience.
I was a kid that was in physical therapy a lot for my leg issues. I want to help people get back to their normal living, and how to help them accomplish that quickly is to help them get back to their normal life.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
This is Phil Nee, and I am a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff. Packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is overflowing with the flavors of fall. Stop by and pick up Honeycrisp, Cortland, Macintosh, and all your favorite apples. The bakery's full of apple cider donuts, along with take-and-bake pies and gooey caramel apples. And while you're there, fill your basket with fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal goodies. And here's the best part. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. Savor the season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Calling us, you might hear a different radio station if you're on hold, because we're in a different studio this week. Just the way it is. Rylander against Madison Edgewood tonight. Rylander got in as one of the last seeds in Division Three. How did they do tonight? Let's find out for our guy Jeremy Mayo from 101.3 The Game in Rylander. Jeremy.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Hodags were trying to pull off the big upset tonight as an 8 going against the 1, but Madison Edgewood wasn't having it. Really methodical for Edgewood tonight. They scored an opening touchdown, then two more in the second quarter to go up 21-0 at the break. Hodags had a little bit of life after recovering a squib kick to start the second half, but turned it over on downs. Edgewood Tech on two more scores, go up 35-0. They take this 35-7, the final. Gannon Beggs said the senior quarterback, big night for Edgewood. Rushed 14 times for 137 and two touchdowns. He was also 7 of 9 through the air for 88 yards and two scores. Carter Soma adding 76 yards and a score on 17 carries for the Crusaders. Hodags really got hemmed in offensively. Ben Olsen led them 10 carries for 43 yards. Abe Gretzinger was 14 of 22 through the air for a buck 28 and a touchdown late to Evan Schroeder, but he was also sacked six times by this Edgewood defense, losing 61 yards as Edgewood cruises in this one, 35-7.
Another long road trip. Have a safe one back, my friend. Jeremy Mayo venturing from Rylander all the way to Madison to call a game tonight.
The whole top half of the Division III bracket went chalk this evening. However, there were some upsets in the bottom half, including Whitefish Bay knocking off New Berlin West 31-7 in that bottom half of the bracket, an 8-1.
Division V, Racine Lutheran and Milwaukee Academy of Science, two teams from the Midwest Classic. Racine Lutheran won the Week 6 matchup. Who won tonight? Our guy Don Wadowitz from the Racine Raiders Friday Night Lights at Historic Field has the call of this one. Donnie.
Hey, guys, it was Racine Lutheran 36-8 over Milwaukee Academy of Science, similar to their regular season score. It was a good game early on. Racine Lutheran, their first drive, they fumbled in the red zone. Milwaukee Academy of Science recovered. On the next drive for Racine Lutheran, it would be Eli Gassow. He busted off a long run. He would actually bust off another one on the next drive. Racine Lutheran would take a 21-zip lead into the half. Milwaukee Academy of Science returned the opening kickoff of the second half for a touchdown to make it 21-8, but then Cohen Krause, their junior quarterback, threw a pair of touchdown passes. They added a field goal, and they'll advance to level two for the first time in 3 years.
Very good. Don Wadowitz to call tonight as we have a team moving on in his area.
Yeah, Racine Lutheran, they won the first meeting between those two teams 35-12 in Week 4. They win this meeting 36-8. They will go up against New Glarus next week, who shut out Clinton 43-0.
All right, let's what do we got here now? Oh, let's go to Tyler Dictanis. Mr. Dictanis is from Queen Bee Radio. Had Mineral Point and Fenimore. Swole rivals in Division 6. How'd this one go down, Tyler?
Well, Fenimore lost a week ago to Mineral Point 39-36 on a last-second field goal by Liam Carey, and Fenimore took it personally. They defeat Mineral Point 50-7. Didn't take long for Fenimore to get on the scoreboard. Just two plays. Ryder Zanzevich finding the end zone from 2 yards out. Reese Kelly rushing on the game for Fenimore. 9 carries, 189 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And Sean Yankee Fiedler had himself a game, a 32-yard touchdown reception, a 34-yard touchdown run, a kickoff return for a touchdown, and an interception all in the first half. It was 42-7 at halftime, and Fenimore just sat on the football most of the second half. They had a drive that took 13 minutes off the game clock, and Fenimore riding that wave of momentum next week in a matchup with Darlington in level two.
Very good. Fenimore moves on.
Yeah, nice victory for Fenimore over Mineral Point, and as mentioned, they will be going up against a familiar foe in Darlington in level two.
Noah Schwartz has been following Boyceville all season long. Noah from iHeartRadio in Eau Claire, Division 7, Boyceville cranked it up again tonight in a win over Webster. Noah?
Yeah, Boyceville, well, they've been on a tear all season long, coming into this ball game at 9-0. And facing an opponent in Webster who had not won since the month of September. But surprisingly, it surprised both my colleague Dan Zons and I. It was a close game at the half, just 15-6. Game started off with Boyceville getting a safety defensively, and a real close game at the half. But big third quarter, Boyceville must have had a fire lit under them or something. Is the final score 50-12, Boyceville moving on. And Webster going home.
Very good. Noah Schwartz from iHeartRadio.
And Boyceville will go up against Pepin Alma, who got a 48-21 win over Turtle Lake tonight, Chuck.
Beautiful country up there. All right, let's see. Let's go over to John Satterley from WGLR Radio. John had the call of 7th-seeded Lancaster taking on 2nd-seeded Amherst tonight in Division 5. John.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chuck. And tonight it was all about Amherst this evening.
It was 22-7 at halftime. Lancaster really could not get anything going on offense this evening. They ended up with about 272 yards of total offense. The story of the game this evening was Aiden Nerdahl of the Amherst Falcons. 21 carries, 255 yards, 5 touchdowns. Amherst held the ball for over 26 minutes as they cruised on to a 42-14 victory, ending Lancaster's season at 4-6.
Very good. As Lancaster, the Flying Arrows get beat tonight.
Yes, Amherst will go up against Brilliant next week, who got a 28-21 win over Watertown Luther Prep.
Guy who knows a little bit about Flyway Conference football, besides me, is Jordan King from the Flyway Focus. He saw Springs and Lamira at Legendary Fruit Field tonight. Springs hangs on for a 17-14 win. Springs won the regular season matchup, 17-0. A little closer tonight, Jordan.
Yeah, Chuck, not going to have a repeat champion in Division Six. Lamira goes down. But, yeah, this game was awesome from start to finish. Knock down, drag out. It's what you would expect from the teams that finished third and fourth in the Flyway Conference this year. And Springs did just enough. Couple of big plays to highlight from this one. Right before halftime, Ben Baker, safety for St. Mary Springs, intercepted Keegan Kell and gave the ball to Springs offense in scoring range. That resulted in a 21-yard touchdown pass from Xander Lentz to Jackson Sobel, 7-0 at halftime. Springs would make it a 10-0 lead with a Bentley Coots field goal in the third quarter. And then after a 52-yard Hunter Schomburg touchdown, the freshman got loose on a screen pass for 52 yards. And then ended up with another big play. Jack Holtzman has not played a single snap this season for Springs until tonight, and really only a couple of offensive snaps tonight. He had caught a bomb from Xander Lenz to put them down in the scoring area on 4th-and-3 from the 12-yard line. Ben Baker got loose. Xander Lenz found him for what ended up being the game-winning touchdown pass. 17-14 was the final. What a dandy tonight from Fruth, and Springs moves on.
All right. Jordan King calling that matchup between Springs and Lamira. Springs wins 17-14.
Yeah, first win for the new head coach at St. Mary's Springs as well. Playoff win, correct. And Cedar Grove Belgium will be their foe next week after they knocked off Mishicot. We talked with Mitch Marsh about that earlier on.
Eric Fisher from WRLU Radio, the call of Luxembourg, Casco, and Racine Lutheran. Luxembourg, Casco, a 3 seed. FEL, a 6 seed. Casco coming in, having dropped their final 2 games. Did they bounce back tonight, Eric?
Yes, they did, Chuck. The Spartans actually got down 14-0 early on after 90-yard drives on single plays for Fox Valley Lutheran. But they went into halftime down 21-7, responded back, got an excellent second half from running back Cam Dorner. He had 3 touchdowns on the evening, and it all came down to a final field goal attempt by Wyatt Bailey with 9 seconds left, a 24-yard field goal down 36-35. He makes that 24-yard field goal to go up 38-36 for the Spartans win to go on to face Plymouth next week.
Very good. That's going to be a pretty good matchup, second round.
Oh, yes. Plymouth and Luxembourg Casco, circle that one. The other half of that bracket has Grafton taking on Merrill after Grafton got a 49-14 win over Medford, and Merrill defeated Lakeland 38-12.
All right, Marshfield and Oshkosh North tonight. Marshfield, a 6 seed. Oshkosh North, a 3 seed. Some travel involved in this game. Gene Delisio from WDLB on the call of this one in Division Two. Gene, how'd it turn out?
Well, the Oshkosh North Ball Club gets the win tonight, Chuck, by a score of 28-7. Outstanding defense by Oshkosh North as the Marshfield rushing attack, averaging 214 yards per game, held only 30 rushing yards in this contest. Marshfield did score in the second quarter thanks to a drive that included 3 unsportsmanlike conduct calls on Oshkosh North. Nonetheless, Oshkosh North prevails as Jamon Thompson Schreck ran for 172 yards and 2 scores in this ballgame. So Oshkosh North improves to 9-1. They'll move on to round 2 of the Division II playoffs next Friday night.
All right. And my guy, Gene Delisio from WDLB in Marshfield, one of our affiliates, he moves on to basketball season.
Indeed he does. Well, Oshkosh North takes on New Richmond after they knocked off Ishwaubenon 49-14. The River Falls bracket went entirely chalk.
No matter who wins his games, Michael Whitlow just keeps moving on and covering the big games each and every week. Michael Whitlow from the Journal Sentinel had Racine Case and Kenosha Bradford. Case wins 34-6. This in Division I was a 4-5 seed. Intriguing matchup, but the Case Eagles get the win, Michael.
Yeah, Chuck. It's the third year in a row with a playoff win for Case. Seems like I keep kind of coming with the same story. It was a one-man show tonight for Case. Michael Farr, the South Dakota State commit, returned a blocked field goal on Bradford's first possession after a first play interception for Case, returned it about 80 yards to the house, had an interception, and also had a 23-yard touchdown catch to make it 21-6 Case. And the Case, he had intercepted defensively. The Case defense kept Bradford completely off the board. The only touchdown came on a Laraz Pratt 61-yard pick six with about a minute 44 to go into third, but Case completely shut down Bradford tonight. And they look ready to take on the challenge that is Muskego next week.
Very good. Michael Whitlow, read the stuff at JS Online.
As mentioned, they will go up against the Muskego Warriors, who defeated Madison West 64-16 tonight. The other part of that bracket also goes chalk. Lake Geneva Badger over Oak Creek 42-7, and Middleton defeats Milwaukee Hamilton Audubon 63-8.
Division 6 Marathon in Kewaunee. There's only one man for that job on that game. The Heartbreak Kid, Chad Michelson, WDOR Radio on the call. Chad, how'd this one turn out?
Yeah, Kewaunee 36-6 over Marathon. Dominating performance. Brett Paulson, their senior quarterback, came into the game. 37 combined touchdowns, rushing, passing. Added five more, three on the ground, two in the air. They picked off Marathon quarterback Truthers four times on their way to the running clock win. 36-6. Get the rematch with Bonduelle next week. They decided the Packerland Conference Championship in week four. They'll get the playoff rematch next Friday night at Don Robbins Field.
How about that, Kewaunee? Got a really nice diner right there. Have you been to Kewaunee? I think I ask you this every year, if you've ever been to Kewaunee.
I have never been to Kewaunee.
The home of Jerry Augustine. I go to there. I always take a selfie, send it to Jerry, and then love the town. It's right on the ocean. Right on the ocean. Do you got anything to say about this game?
I'm
throwing it to you.
Well, yes, they will take on Bonduelle. That Edgar bracket goes entirely chalk, as does the bracket above it, where Regis is the number one team. Really, the upsets in the Division 6 level took place in the Darlington bracket, where, of course, Belleville knocked off Marquezine and Crandon defeated Auburndale.
We've been doing the show 6 years. That's the first time you've ever been speechless about anything.
Well, Spencer is over there trying to signal me to, I don't know what. I think he was trying to get me to take off and fly.
I think he's trying to order some Portillo's or something. I don't know.
I could see that. I've got some Panda Express here, so.
Okay, well, we went out to Mexican food before, and delicious.
Just a world flavor to this show.
It is. All right, we got another half hour left of this show. Thanks for everybody who's tuning in tonight. We're here till 11 o'clock. This is Football Friday Night. Chuck Freeman, Dan Pfeiffer, we're coming right back.
VEX recognizes this week's player with heart, Oscar Stoll from Waupun High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Oscar plays soccer, wrestles, and shoots trap, and is a longtime member in 4-H and FFA. He speaks to groups of young students, and while he lives on a hobby farm, his passion is honeybees. He started raising them as an eighth grader.
I earned a startup grant that the FFA is still offering, $511 from that to buy my own honeybees and my own boxes for my bees to live in.
Oscar got his start with his parents' encouragement.
My parents were really pushed me and my siblings to do something with our time, along with getting us involved in sports and with FFA and 4-H. This was an opportunity that I saw with something I was interested in.
He plans to study wildlife or fisheries biology, but said he always will have room in his life for his bees.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Wallace Cooper and Elliott are proud to support Richland Center Hornets football. Just like the Hornets, they know that teamwork, preparation, and protection make all the difference. So whether it's home, auto, life, or business insurance, the team is here to help you protect what matters most. From Friday night lights to everyday life, they're in your corner. Let's go, Hornets, from your friends at Wallace, Cooper, and Elliott.
First down.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh is here. Breathe easier this season. Buy three, get one free on Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Stock up on Rust-Oleum Stop Rust Custom 5-in-1 Spray Enamel. The more you buy, the more you save. Upgrade your garage or workshop with select shelving units at $59.99 and keep things tidy with the Brute 32-gallon commercial-grade trash can for only $34.99. Stop in at Ace La Crosse, Muscadet, or Richland Center. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Big time.
Little Peter Gabriel action.
There we
here.
Go. 1987. I was at college at UW Eau Claire.
This was the album after the one that had Sledgehammer on it.
Is it called So? I think it's called.
Well, Sledgehammer was the one that had So. Maybe it was the same album.
I don't know. In Your Eyes, right? That's the album? No?
Well,
I didn't think
we're ranging into territory we don't know very well.
All right. Bayless out, Steve Prestigard from Queen Bee Radio. Division 4, he covered Platteville and Lodi tonight. Steve? Steve.
Apparently Steve yeah. does.
Steve, Platteville and Lodi in Division 4. Steve Prestigard from Queen Bee Radio on hand for that one. Steve?
Well, you know, it was 7-0 at the half. It was 7-7 after 3. And Lodi got a touchdown on a muffed punt in the end zone. It took the officials like 5 minutes to decide that's what happened. And then Platteville got a 71-yard touchdown catch by Jerron Blevins. They got a 72-yard run by Tyler Sass. Lodi tied the game. Platteville scored again. Lodi got a touchdown, went for two, and got it. But then Platteville scored with 41 seconds left, got an interception with 9.4 seconds left. Platteville 37, Lodi 30. Platteville now has to find out where Baldwin and Woodville is because that's their next opponent in level 2.
Oh, that's in the Eau Claire area. Baldwin, Wisconsin. That's like west of Eau Claire, Baldwin Woodville. Been there for games.
Yeah, near the Twin Cities, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you'll have a fun trip up there. Stop by Eau Claire. They got a beautiful Olive Garden there. Go ahead. what? I'm not ripping on it. I love Eau Claire. I'm saying they got a nice olive. I go to the Olive Garden right into the mall parking lot right there. We always go there. You know, you go to a different town. We always go. Every time we go to a different town, we always go to a franchise restaurant for some reason.
You could go to some place with local flavor, but no, you go to an Olive Garden.
I know.
Which is the same everywhere. There's one down the street from the studio.
I get it.
It's a nice win for Platteville, by all means. All wins at this time of the year are nice wins. And yes, they go up against Baldwin Woodville. Other half of that bracket, Osceola defeats Ellsworth 33-6, and Aquinas gets a shutout over Amory 39-0.
Mitch Barrich from the Ozaki Press, where they still print the paper, which is one of the things I like about Mitch. And he was at Cedar Grove, Belgium against Michigan tonight. Mitch, how'd this one go?
Hey, good night, guys. It's nap time. Those are two of the stars we're going to talk about here for Cedar Grove, Belgium. 35-14 winners tonight. Griffin Knight for Cedar Grove, Belgium, 4 catches, 113 yards, and 2 interceptions. And Austin Knapp had 8 carries for 56 yards and a touchdown, and he harassed quarterback Ben Backus all night coming off of the edge. Second, the biggest thing about this game, Cedar Grove came back from being down. Backus had a 77-yard touchdown run on the first play from scrimmage for Michicott. In the past, the Rockets would have kind of folded a little bit and struggled, but their tough schedule this year, they played, I think, 5 number 1 seeds in the playoffs. They came back, scored right away. Michicott came down, scored again, and that was all that Michicott scored. End of half here, kind of turned the game. Knight had a 25-yard touchdown catch. Carter Schmitz directed him to the where to go in the corner of the end zone. He caught a ball, 3 minutes left. And then Knight, on the ensuing drive, intercepts the pass, and that leads to Schmitz hitting Owen Gahlke for a 21-yard jump ball in the end zone with 54 seconds left in the half. They flipped, 14 points right there with 28-14 at half. First drive of the third quarter, Rockets go 81 yards on 8 plays. Ira Hilblink, last year's Big East Conference Player of the Year offensively, capped it off with a 4-yard TD. And the Rockets are moving on. They beat their Michicott, the future conference rival. Michicott's joining in the Big East next year. Next week, Rockets host St. Mary Springs, which is the Bob Highland list by St. Mary Springs. That could be an interesting game.
It sure will be. Yeah, absolutely. And Springs got the win over Lamira tonight.
Yeah, so that is a victory this evening for them. And the way that bracket is looking right now, it's quite the interesting setup there. I'm still stuck on Peter Gabriel. So Sledgehammer came out as a single in April of 1986. Big Time is off the So album, but it wasn't released until a year later, March 1987.
I told you, 1987.
Yeah.
Phil Nee, Football Friday Night. You talk about a guy who knows about music. Phil Nee, he's got a Saturday night rock show on WRCO in Richland Center. Durant, Arkansas against River Valley. Phil Nee's another guy who I pull from because they carry our station as well. Phil, who won between River Valley and Durant, Arkansas tonight?
That was Durant, Arkansas. The Panthers picked up a 40-21 victory. The game was 14-7 at halftime. The Panthers leading, but they would score 3 times in the third quarter and built a lead they would not look back from. They looked pretty strong. They improved to 7-3. River Valley sees its season end at 6-4. Pretty promising season for River Valley, but they lost the last 3 games of the season. And so now Durant, Arkansas advancing in Division 5. They'll be playing Grantsburg next week.
All right, Durant, Arkansas. Durant, maybe the best place I ever got a roast beef sandwich, downtown Durant.
There you go.
Couldn't tell you the name of the place. And by the way, Arkansas is Arkansas with a W at the end, not
correct.
An S.
Correct. Not spelled the way the state is. Yeah. They will go up against the Grantsburg Pirates, and Chuck, you'll be disappointed to learn that they defeated Laconia tonight 38-9.
Ah, Laconia covered the point spread in that one.
I did not know there were point spreads on high school football games.
No, I mean, if I would have laid a point spread, I would have given it a little bit. I thought Laconia would go out there and battle. Way to go, Spartans. That's a lot. Those guys aren't getting back to Laconia, which is this west of Rosendale, which is west of Fond du Lac, at 3:20 in the morning.
Well, and there will probably still be a cop out there in Rosendale monitoring everybody's speed because that's what they do there.
You know, okay. We were putting my people from Laconia.
It's a speed trap, Chuck. Admit it.
DePere and Nina. Tony Giordana saw a good one between DePere and Nina tonight. Tony from Football Friday Night affiliate, WSCO Radio, in the Fox Cities. And, Tony, sound like this was a great game.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. An instant classic between DePere and Nina. We'll pick up the action late in the fourth quarter, tied at 20. There's a lot going on in the final 3 to 4 minutes of this game, guys. There was DePere punted to Nina, and it was one of these punts that was a high punt. It hit a blocker for Nina without them knowing. So DePere gets the football at the 40, and then they throw an interception. So Nina gets the ball back. You're about 90 seconds to go here. And with 20 seconds to go, Nina throws an interception. Okay, so we're going to ride on into overtime, and Nina will ride their quarterback, Ashton Van Beek, to the end zone with a rushing touchdown. His fourth rushing touchdown of the game was just named the FBA Conference our offensive player of the year in the conference. So four rushing touchdowns for him makes it 27-20 in overtime. DePere gets the ball. They score. It's 27-26. They go for two, and they run the old Andy Reid shuffle pass play with the tight end coming towards the ball carrier, towards the quarterback, gets the shuffle pass, catches into the end zone for the two-point conversion, and DePere walks off at Nina 28-27 in overtime. DePere will head to Hudson next week.
All right. That was our final reporter tonight, Tony Giordano.
And just a stunning end of the season for Nina as they looked like they were in line to win the FVA outright going into last week. They lose to a one-win Hortonville team, 17-14, and as a number two seed in their bracket, they end up only lasting 1 week in the postseason.
All right, let's get Travis Wilson in here from BoundWisconsin.com. Travis, just saw your tweet where you said there were 22 lower-seeded road teams that won tonight of the 120.
Yeah, I didn't break it down to see how many of those may have been eight-player. There was eight-player games tonight, of course. I'll break it all down, though, working on a rapid reaction that I'll have out tomorrow. And I've kept track of lower-seeded road teams winning and how many each year for, I don't know, 10 years maybe. So I'll take a look back and compare it to historical numbers to see what it looks like, because I think there's a lot of people really interested with this new playoff system.
Yeah.
How many, how does it perform, right? That's one of the metrics that you would look at is based on the seeding, how many of the better seeded teams win. So we'll break it all down in the rapid reaction, but initial count is 22 out of 120, which, I mean, let's be honest, that's not very many.
Yeah.
Lower seeded teams winning. That includes some fives over fours and things that maybe aren't that big of an upset. So we'll see where it all lands compared to past seasons.
Travis, we'll give you about 30 seconds. I will tell you that in eight-player, everything went chalk tonight, but some of the bigger upsets that we're seeing, Whitefish Bay over New Berlin West, and how about Belleville doing it again?
Yeah. Well, once again, it looks like a big win over Marquesan, and we'll see. We'll keep track of some of those upsets as well. I got to give a plug, guys, to Will McConowitz, our senior running back from Reedsburg. I don't know if you saw my tweet. Unofficially, 484 yards rushing tonight in Reedsburg's win over Waterford. If that holds, that would be the second most all-time in state history.
Man, he was Walter Payton out there tonight. Hang on. We got more to talk with you about, Travis. We're up against a commercial break. We've had a lot of reporters tonight, 35 of them. We want to get more with Travis Wilson from Bound, Wisconsin. Follow him, by the way, on Twitter, at Travis Bound. This is Chuck Freeman. That's Dan Pfeiffer. This is Football Friday Night. And after tonight, we only have three more weeks of this show left in the season. Of course, we'll be back next year, but three more weeks of playoff games. So we'll be back next week from 9:30 to 11 on your local station. But we're coming back with more after this timeout on the stretch run here on Football Friday Night.
Everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, and every season.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart. Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, McKenna Martin from Darlington High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
McKenna plays on the golf team and enjoys the constant challenge of the sport. She's involved in 4-H, FFA, among other organizations. And when she's not busy with that, she's helping on the family farm.
Farming has taught me a lot of things. That hard work is one of the best things you can do.
There's times when her friends are kicking back and relaxing, going to movies, but McKenna said she's not feeling sorry for herself.
I do my best to get stuff done before I even go out. Like, I do all the chores, but it really doesn't bother me.
She plans to study physical or occupational therapy in college, picking that career path based on experience.
I was a kid that was in physical therapy a lot for my leg issues. I want to help people get back to their normal living, and how to help them accomplish that quickly is to help them get back to their normal life.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Great food, a beautiful view, and a Wisconsin tradition. Find it all at Wisconsin Riverside Resort, Bar, and Grill, S13220 Shiflett Road in Spring Green. Open at 11 a.m. 7 days a week through mid-November, then closed on Sundays for the season. Stop in for the famous Friday fish fry served all year long, and enjoy $3 old fashions every Friday night throughout fall and winter. Planning a big event? Their spacious banquet hall is perfect for weddings, holiday parties, graduation celebrations, and more. Wisconsin Riverside Resort, where good times flow right along with the river.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Dairy Hardware is your one-stop shop for everything, from basic home repairs to large remodeling projects. You'll find sporting goods, small home appliances, and a wide selection of everyday tools ready to go. They cut keys, thread pipe, repair windows, rent rug shampooers, and offer free paint color matching. Stop in today to check out special sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proudly serving the Spring Green area with true hometown values. Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Artisan Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Artisan Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit artisanrepair.com. Keep farming with Artisans.
Welcome back to Football Friday Night. Football Friday Night is brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. My name is Chuck Freeman. I'm Dan Pfeiffer. We continue with Travis Wilson from Bound, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Travis, you know, we've talked about it a little bit during the show that I think maybe an unanticipated side effect of the new playoff system is the fact that a lot of teams have had to crisscross the state tonight. What have been some of the longer distances that you've seen, and has there been any reaction to that?
Yeah, that was one of the trade-offs, to be honest with you, that the coaches accepted and wanted in the new playoff system. The Matrix attempted to spread teams out more evenly, the top teams especially, where you did not have, you know, two of the top three or top couple teams in the state ending up in the same group. Coaches wanted that, and the trade-off is a little bit more travel. I don't know exactly what this year would have been compared to, you know, the previous system, but there was an evaluation of the past 2 years applying the Matrix to those seasons and comparing the travel with what the actual, you know, what the previous computer model in groupings were. And it was about 5 to 8% more travel in level one. I don't know if that is the case this year or how it compares, but there were some lengthy travel, and there always had been you know, anybody going to Hurley or Crandon or Hudson or Northwestern, a couple of those teams didn't have home games this year, but, you know, there's always outliers. But overall, you know, again, I did not really hear a lot of complaining, to be honest with you, because I think people kind of expected, and again, that's the trade-off that they wanted to balance the regions better.
Travis, the only complaining I heard from people, from fans across the state, and I'm sure you heard it too, and I want to get your response. What do you say to the person that says, why is a 2-7 team in the postseason?
Well, again, that's the trade-off when you go to pre-assigned division placements. There were some divisions that just did not have a lot of good football teams in them. So if it wasn't a 2-7 team getting in, it was going to be a 3-6 team getting in. And is there really that much difference? You know, Chuck, you and I talked about Laconia is one of those teams that were 2-7 and got in earlier this week on KFIZ. And the teams that would have been next were 3-6. So that's how it shook out with how the divisions were assigned. Again, when you assign divisions ahead of time, that's just how it's going to play sometimes. And the matrix really rewards getting a good win. And in the case of Laconia, they got a good win over Richmond early in the year. So that was enough to get them in.
Travis, good stuff as always. Read his rapid reaction tomorrow on Bound Wisconsin. Good stuff as always. Travis, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Travis Wilson, Bound Wisconsin. All right, let's get to the scoreboard, shall we? How about that? Dan's been feverishly working on the scoreboard. We got to get to it.
Fingers of fire over here.
Yes. Wanakee, Division 1 over Chippewa Falls, 28-21. Maguanago down Oconomowoc, 24-20. Hudson, 35-20 over Sun Prairie East. It was DePere defeating Nina, 28-27. What else do we got here? Muskego bracket. Muskego wins 64-16 over Madison West. Racine Case 34-6 over Kenosha Bradford. It was Middleton 63-8 over Milwaukee Hamilton. Also, Lake Geneva Badger crushed Oak Creek 47-7. Franklin bracket. Franklin Sabres 65-6 over Riverside. Verona over Pulaski. That's Milwaukee Pulaski, 51-8, and Bayport down to Appleton North, 41-6. Arrowhead bracket, Arrowhead 56-12 over Wausau West. Brookfield East slides by DC Everest, 19-13. It was Kimberly, 28-21 over Fond du Lac, and Sussex Hamilton down at Milwaukee Marquette, 58-32.
By the way, this scoreboard update is brought to you by Catholic Memorial High School, where you rise. Let's move on to Division II River Falls bracket. River Falls will take on La Crosse Central next week after the River Falls Wildcats knocked off Wade Bates' Beaver Dam Golden Beavers, 48-21. Central, the River Hawks, knocked off Menasha, 38-20. Oshkosh North gets a victory tonight, 28-7 over Marshfield. Notre Dame bracket, the Tritons of Notre Dame, defending state champions from D3, now in D2. They scored a lot of points tonight, 77-32. Your final score as they knocked off Greenfield. They will face Slinger, who defeated West Bend West. Ended a fairly good season for the Spartans, 42-14. Other half of that bracket, it'll be Rice Lake against Tosa East. Rice Lake beats Kakana 30-20. Tosa East over Rufus King 22-13. In the West Appear bracket, it'll be the Phantoms of West Appear moving on to face Pulaski after West Appear beat Hartford 70-33. Pulaski, good game. They knock off Milton on the road, 23-20. Union Grove moves on with a 15-10 win over Waukesha West. They will face Nicolet, a 7 seed that upset the 2 seed Holman in that bracket, 23-13. Homestead bracket, Homestead over Menominee Falls, 51-14. They'll face Elkhorn, who defeated Bayview, 58-6. Germantown got a win over Tosa West, 36-6. They'll face Monona Grove, who defeated My Brookfield Central Lancers, 39-8. Chuck.
Division 3, Grafton defeated Medford, 49-14. Merrill over Lakeland, 38-12. Luxembourg Casco edged by Fox Valley Lutheran, 38-36. Plymouth defeats Marinette, 42-14. Catholic Memorial bracket, CMH 55-7 over Jefferson. La Crosse Logan down Wisconsin Lutheran, 42-19. New Berlin Eisenhower got beat by Burlington, 26-14. Mount Horeb over Wausau East, 31-7. New Berlin West bracket. West got beat by Whitefish Bay. Whitefish Bay in eighth seed. Trounced top seed at West Bend. New Berlin West, 31-7. Also, it was Port Washington over at Milwaukee, Washington, 50-8. Whitno down at McFarland, 42-0. Other scores, the Edgewood bracket. Madison Edgewood, 35-7 over Rhinelander. Reedsburg defeated Waterford, 49-24. Pewaukee, 31-10, beating Sauk Prairie. And Onalaska took out Menominee, 34-31.
Let's move to the Aquinas bracket, where the Blue Colts of Aquinas got a shutout win over Amory tonight, 39-0. They'll face Osceola. Platteville scores an upset victory over Lodi tonight, 37-30. They will face Baldwin-Woodville, who had no issues with Ashland, 57-12. Winneconne bracket, Winneconne gets a 71-0 win over North Division. They'll face Altoona next week. Wrightstown gets a 27-12 win over Oconto Falls. They will face Freedom, who shut out Kettle Moraine Lutheran. Over on the other half of the bracket, it was Columbus over Brown Deer, quadrupled their score, 60-15, your final score there. They will face Delavan Darien, a 5-4, high-scoring game, 110 points combined in that contest as the Comets defeated the Waupun Warriors, 56-44. Evansville over Shoreland Lutheran, 40-0. Mosinee will be their foe next week after they knocked off Beloit Turner, 41-7. Racine St. Cats bracket. It'll be the Angels of Racine St. Cats moving on to face Lake Mills, the L Cats, after both teams got shutouts. Racine St. Cats, 47-0 over St. Francis, and Lake Mills, 42-0 over the Crimson Tide of Edgerton, Wonele. And it'll be West Salem going up against Little Chute in the bottom part of that bracket. The Panthers of West Salem knocked off Berlin, 48-20. That's a 6-3. Little Chute, a 40-2 victory over Ripon tonight.
All right, the Grantsburg bracket in Division 5. Grantsburg took out Laconia, 38-9. It was Duran, Arkansas, 40-21, defeating River Valley. Also, Maple Northwestern, 67-20 over Prescott. Tomahawk bracket, Tomahawk 41-14 over Omro. Spencer Columbus Catholic 31-12 defeating New Holstein. Prairie du Chien defeated Westfield 50-6. Stratford 41-6 downing Richland Center. Lake Country Lutheran bracket, Lake Country Lutheran 42-6 over Keele. Wittenberg Burningwood 42-12 over Brookfield Academy. New Glarus 43-0 over Clinton. And it was Racine Lutheran 36-8 over Milwaukee Academy of Science, the Novas. One other bracket here in Division 5. Mayville defeated Chilton 41-0. And it was Amherst 42-14 over Lancaster.
Moving on to Division 6 in the Regis bracket, the Ramblers of Regis. No issues with Unity. 50-6, your final score there. They'll face Chitek Weyerhauser next week. Also, Banger over Marshall, 54-27, and Mendovie over Abbotsford, 41-6. In the Edgar bracket, the Wildcats of Edgar, 21-14. They got a battle from Loyal Greenwood, but the Wildcats do move on. Bottom part of that bracket, the Storm of Kewaunee, 36-6. They defeat Marathon. Kewaunee will go up against Bondwell. Poinette will be the foe for Edgar. In the Manitowoc Lutheran bracket, the Lancers of Manitowoc Lutheran, Big East champs, undefeated, 44-6. They defeat Waterloo tonight. They'll face Wyawega Fremont, who knocked off Cambridge on the road tonight, 21-7. Bottom part of that bracket, St. Mary's Springs over Lomira, 17-14 in a battle of flyway teams. They will face Cedar Grove, Belgium next week, who knocked off Michicot, 35-14. And in the upper right part of that bracket, where Darlington resides, the Redbirds remained unbeaten with a 55-14 win over Melrose Mindoro. Fenimore got a win over Mineral Point, 50-7. Crandon won on the road against Auburndale, 40-33. And Belleville got the upset win over Marquezan, 42-12.
All right, we're not going to have a chance to get through the Division 7 scoreboard. If you want to find that, go to WIAA.org.
Or Travis's great website of BoundWisconsin.com.
Or Travis Wilson's great website, BoundWisconsin.com.
It's as if you're repeating what I say, Chuck. Be a fan, Chuck. Great week one show of the postseason.
It's been a long, great day. And week two of the high school football playoffs next week. We'll have you right back at it. For Spencer Williams, Dan Pfeiffer, this is Chuck Freeman. We'll see you next week at 9:30 on Football Friday Night.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Burnham Lumber of Rui salutes hog farmers during October Pork Month. Burnham's has been serving area farmers since 1954. That's over 70 years of building experience. If you're in need of any hog raising facilities or other agricultural buildings, Burnham Lumber is currently scheduling spring projects. Burnham Lumber also carries a full line of Mirafont energy-free and energy-efficient waterers. Order any Mirafont hog waterer in October and take 6% off, plus receive $65 to $125 in rebates for each qualifying purchase. That's Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, saluting hog